invites you for the next half hour to join us for interviews, discussion, inspiration, and for strategies to help you fulfill your potential, both in life and in business. Welcome along to Remarkable Women Radio. I'm Mandy Beverly, and I am here with Carolyn Banks from the Venus Businesswomen's Network. So welcome along, Carolyn.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Now, you've been a guest on the show before, and I know that this year has been quite an exceptional year for you as far as growing and getting clarity and really starting to formalize the vision that you've had in your business. So can you just tell us a little bit about what Venus and you have been up to this year?
Well, where do I start? This year has been all about getting Venus up to speed, up to standard, and getting our charitable status. So we are now a limited liability company with charitable status, which simply means that all our profit must be reinvested in the company, and the tax department give us some tax relief.
That's brilliant.
In order to do that, yeah. So that's been a big job, actually, getting a limited liability company registered for charitable status, because you have to dot the I's and cross the T's. And I often say to people, I've had torches shone in places where torches should never go.
Checking the facts out. So in order to be a charity, it's not a simple process.
No.
But the charity, like when I saw you drive up today and on your car is "Realise Your Dreams With Us" is the tagline of Venus. Is the charitable status partly to do with that?
Charitable status is my dream. And the dream is about helping other women in business. That's why I wanted it to be a charity, because as a limited liability company that I own, it becomes very dependent on me. Whereas if I turn it into a limited liability company with charitable status, all of a sudden, I have a board that I get support from as well. So, and it actually opens it for other businesses to get involved as well financially with us, which will help us help our members.
So how hard was it to actually go beyond, because you mentioned that this is your dream, so in order for that, you know, that is your dream, to then to begin to put the steps in place, that's actually quite remarkable, isn't it, to actually follow up the dream with action?
Well, I suppose when you've got a dream, in some ways I don't think what I've done is remarkable, because it's just what I wanted to do. And I was very determined about it. I mean, I had to speak to lawyers and accountants and more lawyers and Inland Revenue, and I was checked and double checked. But the more that happened, the more determined I got about it. I suppose I don't see it as extraordinary, because it was just what I wanted to do. And the reason I wanted to do it is so that Venus is going to be around in 20 years, helping businesswomen then, not just today.
I love that. I love that. And I love it that you just sort of said, well, it's not remarkable, it's just what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of us just think, this is just what we want to do. It doesn't seem remarkable. It doesn't seem extraordinary. It's just what we want to do. But looking from the outside, it is, because it takes effort to actually turn your dreams into a reality.
Well, it does, and I must admit, we've already had our first board meeting, and I felt like the kid at the kitchen table that could hardly look over, you know, see over the surface of the table. I'm like, oh my God, this is really grown-up stuff.
And well done. Now, you also were a major sponsor and contributor and founder of the New Zealand Businesswomen's Conference
this
year. So, and I've heard that had amazing reviews. And again, that is you stepping out into your dream again, is it?
Yeah, that was, I suppose, another dream. I have to stop having so many dreams. that was another dream, and it was really about raising the profile of Venus and the Venus Foundation, which is the charitable arm of Venus, and exposing ourselves to the wider business network and making more women in New Zealand aware that we actually do exist. So that was, yeah, it was a very big dream, and it was a big learning curve for me. The previous conference I'd organised was for 20 people. and this one involved, it was for, we got 135 people in the end. We had planned it for about around the 170 mark. And we had to think about things like OSH and insurances and all sorts of things. And I was rung by the conference organiser one day and she said, what's our policy on, what's our OSH policy? And I said, just tell people not to fall over and hurt themselves.
Yes, don't wear high heels that day.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was a really big learning curve for me around that as well. But it was very successful. Everyone loved it to the point everybody was saying, I'll be back next year. And I said, I'm not doing it next year. So I'll do it 2020.
2020. So yep. It's every 2 years you're going to be doing that. Because, yep. Yeah, I heard you had a fantastic lineup of speakers. And I was in the audience and I learnt so much, which was brilliant. So do you feel like now, 2 years on, that you're really settling the CEO cloak around you? I always love the Harry Potter analogy about the invisibility cloak. But you know, as far as it just actually beginning to wear the CEO cloak or hat?
Yeah, I think probably the being registered as a charity and having a board has really made me realise that, yeah, I am a CEO. Yeah. And has made me look back and realise what I have done in 2 years. But it has actually also made me realise that I have probably taken Venus as far as I can alone. I can still be the driver and have the ideas, but I do need people around me to help me get there.
And that's a really important factor in any business, isn't it? It's like when to delegate, when to collaborate, when to actually go, you know what, I need help and to move it. So now I know that Venus has what you call a summer school, which is over what I guess is officially the summer break.
Funnily enough.
So, and that's when most have a holiday and they kind of put everything aside. Mm-hmm. But I know for me, I find it's a time of year when I really love to contemplate, to think ahead, to get kind of view my year in advance and just see what, to see what I want to achieve. And so tell us a little bit about the summer school. Does it sort of enclose a lot of those sort of things?
It does. It was actually born a couple of years ago out of what we found was that the women come together every fortnight and network, and a lot of them don't actually like breaking that bond. Because they actually support, encourage and motivate one another. They also help one another with their businesses because they're looking at it from a different viewpoint, and there's that level of trust that they have with one another. So they can perhaps share views on somebody else's business that will help them.
Yeah.
So summer school was born really out of the women not wanting to not see each other for a month, to stay in touch type of thing. And as you say, for most of us, it's a time of, after we get over the Christmas dinner and New Year's Eve, mm-hmm. it's a time of reflection, it's a time of planning. It's like, what am I going to do next year? What worked last year? What didn't work? What plans am I going to put in place for the new year? So that is really what summer school is about. It's 6 modules. They'll go out every Friday. With a little video from me about what each module is about. And for instance, the first one is simply about looking at your year that's been, what's worked, what hasn't worked. There's one on what you want to focus on for the next year, about how important your passions are in your business.
Yeah, I see that because it's really interesting when you have a quote that I read about Howard Thurman. He said, what makes you come alive? It's like what we should do more of what makes us come alive, because the world needs people who have come alive.
Yeah.
And I think that's actually probably just one of the wisest statements I've actually read in a while, because everyone's focusing on what's wrong with the world. The world's fine. It's actually us that need to really lighten ourselves up, and that's doing more of what we love.
And too many of us, I think, spend a lot of our working lives, you know, earning money but not really doing what we love. And I know, because I've done that myself, you know. Mm. Venus is what brought me alive, and it's, although I work hard, it's kind of like it doesn't seem like work because I'm loving what I'm doing.
Yeah, and I think that's so important. So maybe a really important question that everyone can ask over the Christmas holiday is really, what lights you up? What are you passionate about? Even though I don't normally use the word passion, for a lot of people the meaning's already there. So they...
Well, that is, in that particular module we go through, and it's like, and we're asking those questions, and then we're asking women to actually sit down and think about, you know, what makes them feel happy in their business, and how can they grow that? And perhaps, like for me, people make me happy, and being out and about and promoting Venus and talking about Venus and all sorts of things, you know, that's what lights me up. My mum said to me years ago, you need to get a business where, or you need to get a job where drinking coffee, bossing people around and helping people and socialising is what your role is. And that's really what I'm doing in Venus. I don't love the financial side of things. I don't love the legal side of things. I'm not a great event organiser. I can do a conference for 20, but not anything much more. So I have people now that I delegate all that stuff to. And weirdly, the more I do that and concentrate on what I'm good at, the better the business runs.
So that's really good. So you're going to help women really do that, concentrate on what's really great about them, so they're not becoming these multitasking messes by the end of the year where there's just so much going on that they've kind of lost sight of what their vision is and what their mission and, you know, because I think, you know, like I've sort of heard you say a lot about clarity is really important, mm-hmm. and how having clarity it becomes, you know, being able to see your vision clearly, kind of just it kind of just moves a lot of the stuff out of the way. You know, the things that keep us stuck in that,
because it moves a lot of the fear out of the way. Yeah. I think even with conference for me was a big deal. You know, but I've never done a conference before, but I could see it in my mind's eye.
Yeah.
I could see us all in the auditorium, and I could see it happening. So, even though I still freaked out a little bit just beforehand, I still knew what was. It gave me that surety, and it probably lessened the fear from. It lessened it to down to fear from terror.
And you know, but you mentioned something really wise: is that you delegated, so you sought expert help, because there's people out there that have done huge amount of events, and they just do them in their sleep. They don't even think about them. And
exactly. If
we tap into it, it's good to grow our skill, and it's great to actually go into that fear, and actually, because we grow as a result of it. But I bet now you know way more about putting on a conference than
I do. Hmm. I do, but I know the point, and I think it's very important for women in business to realise the point at which they can go to in any one of those things. And there is a point for some people, like for me with doing the books, you know, I have somebody that does that. There's a point at which, you know, I'm like, don't pay this, pay that, do this, do that. But when it comes to the everyday running of zero and profit and loss and balance sheets and, you know, my eyes glaze over.
Yeah.
You know, whereas the two ladies that I'm working with on that, they love it. It's actually what lights them up. I struggle to understand it.
That's okay, though. That's okay. So a lot of women, I think, can start the year when they are looking backwards, like you get mm-hmm. them to say what worked, you know, and why did it work. But some put a lot of expectations on themselves, and some have a lot of stories about what has happened before. How do you help them through the summer school kind of balance out those?
Well, summer school really drills down. Mm-hmm. So it's and we're always saying to them in summer school, it's not what everybody else thinks. Sit down quietly, and if you think you should, it's probably not something that is going to light you up, because that should is other people's expectations. If there is something that you're thinking about doing in your business next year, and you just know it and you can feel it, and it excites you and you want to get stuck in, like for me with Venus next year, we've finished as at last Friday, and I kind of feel like I'm on a holding pattern. We've got to get Christmas and New Year out of the way, because I can't wait to get stuck in again.
Yeah.
And that's really how you need to feel. So what we do in summer school is, in some of the modules, we have a raft of questions, and we're asking them repeatedly in different ways to drill down on what they actually want to do.
So smart, because really to define your own life, put yourself in the question, is so wise. So how often do you find that women don't really have fixed goals or certain goals for their business?
A lot. I think a lot of women have loose goals.
Yeah.
And they kind of know where they kind of maybe want to be. But the old saying, failing to plan is planning to fail. And I think that's why a lot of businesses do fail.
Yeah.
Because I think the process of actually going through a process and writing a business plan for the year about what you want to do, it sets it out really clearly for you. It also enables you to put a plan in place around, say, if you've got three main goals, you need to put a plan in place around each of those goals to achieve them. Because, you know, I mean, I can sit down and I can do my business plan in my head and set three goals in 2 minutes flat. But that doesn't mean they're going to come to reality. What I then need to do is sit down and write a list of how I'm actually going to achieve that.
Yeah.
And break it down to actually, what am I going to do each week?
Yeah, and they find that the fear actually disappears once you break it down as well. Because I know that often if you are a big thinker naturally, then you can tend to overwhelm yourself and sort of stay stuck, stay in the fear. But once you sort of break it down, and so you'll teach them through the summer school how to do a bit of proper goal setting, how to make it really realistic and doable.
It's about breaking it down into bite-sized pieces. It's like, you know, imagine eating a whole cake all in one sitting.
Depends.
You know, it's much better if you have a piece a day and then perhaps go for a walk. So it's looking at it from that viewpoint, yeah. Breaking it down to bite-sized pieces, which are not scary.
No, definitely not. And not going to, you know, throw your blood sugar all curving out, yeah.
Not put you on a sugar high.
Yeah, the sugar high, which you've got to be so careful of. And do you talk about values at all?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we do. Because your values relate very closely to your business. If you're doing something that goes against your values, you tend to get grumpy. And I know, like, for me, I have this, I have a reputation for being fair. And I just, I can't do something for one member that I wouldn't do for all 1,000 of them. So I have this rule that, you know, if it's something that I can't do across the board, I won't do. And members have said to me in the past, oh, could you please just do it for me because I won't tell anyone. Well, two things I've learned is that, one, women can't keep secrets. and it's not about them, it's about me. Because if I know I'm doing something for person A that I wouldn't do for person B, that actually doesn't sit well with me and my values. So it makes me feel pretty bad about myself.
So it's just a matter of your business is, it becomes a reflection of you, but you don't want it to be it's not identifying with you. You want it to have its own set of values as well.
Exactly.
And if one is fairness and integrity, then that will go across the board because that gets played out through everything.
The other thing that I hold quite highly is respect. And, you know, you can imagine with 1,000 women in a network, not everybody's going to get on 100% of the time. So the one thing that I've always said to the women is that you don't have to like everyone, but you must show them some respect. You must respect them because everybody's got different belief systems, but different values, different perspectives, and that's fine. They will, you know, not everybody's going to be the same as yours, but actually just respect the fact that they're different from you.
That's cool. And so values becomes part of the goal setting because I think that helps to gain the clarity as well and stay in that high vibrational kind of what lights you up, passionate type of frame of mind.
Smiley.
We want to be smiley. So it's summertime and it's smiley. Now, how important are habits?
Habits are really important. They can work for you or against you.
My habit of Chardonnay, maybe.
Yes, wine drinking habits, as long as they're managed and monitored.
That's right, yes, especially this time of year.
Yeah. Habits are, habits are part of the planning process. So it's about the goal and then the plan and then almost putting in place the habits around that plan. So what are you going to do every day? And a habit, like I know when I bought Venus, I've always gone to the gym and done that sort of thing, but you get lax at times. So what I decided to do was one of the things I recognised to actually look after the business, I actually had to look after myself as well. So I set up a habit of exercising regularly.
Yeah.
Because that helps keep me balanced and happy and fit and mentally on top of things and those sorts of things.
Yeah, and also focusing a bit of time back on you as well. It's something for you because so much of your energy goes out to
everyone. As women, I think our energy not only goes out to our business, but, you know, we're mums, we're wives, we're, you know, you've got a few things that you're juggling, so sometimes you just need to have some time out for yourself. So that, for me, was my time out, was going to the gym and exercising and taking care of me. And it meant that, you know, my goal of for that year of maintaining my health was attained. And that actually, in turn, made running my business easier as well.
That's great. So they're all... Because, I mean, I've heard that, you know, it's 28 days to set a new habit. Some say 30. I often think sometimes it could be 60 to really...
sometimes it could be a year.
Yeah, so it's like, just go easy on yourself, just keep doing it every day, and then suddenly
if something came up and one day I couldn't get to the gym because I was doing something work-wise... I didn't beat myself up, but what I made sure was that the planning for the next week, I went back to basics, planned my week out, and as soon as I sat down and planned my week out, I got everything done that I wanted to get done.
So she's just giving us a very good tip there, ladies, just to plan your week ahead. So yep. Do you help with that during the summer school as well?
We do.
Or do you keep it quite high level at this point?
We do. It does dial down to that. And I've found every Sunday night I kind of sit down with my little book, and it's what needs to be done this week. And that is personally and professionally. And I'm amazed at what I can get through.
It's great. Yeah. It's so good. And that's just such a silly little habit, isn't it? You know, but so, so important. So what has been the secret to you changing your habits over the years? So aside from...
Learning from bad experience.
Well, like, do you take a more of an enduring frame towards changing habits, or are you more of a sprinter? Do you do a combination of both?
I've done both. Mm-hmm. I found sprinting exhausts me. I used to sprint in school, but no, I have found it's just consistency, persistency.
Persistency.
It's about, you know, for me, I look at what I want to achieve for the next 12 months, and then I'll break it down into quarters, and then I'll break it down by month.
Yep.
And then once I know this month what I want to achieve is this, I sit down and I plan out my weeks. So it also means that, you know, because often being the CEO of Venus, people are wanting to catch up with me for their, you know, for their own good. And it's, which I'm more than happy to do, but I've got to keep a certain amount of time aside for that, and that will happen each week on a Wednesday afternoon, for instance,
Do you find it's really hard, you know, because we can have these big dreams, but often we get stuck in the business and we forget to sort of just come back out and just look at it from a top-down approach. Is that where things like summer school becomes really, really important?
It does. It's reminding you that sometimes the best thing you can do for your business is actually to step away from it and blue sky it.
I love that.
It's almost forget about it. I find the best, for me, the best thing to do for my business sometimes is to walk away from it for a couple of days and go sailing. I like sailing, or, jump on a plane and go somewhere and just relax. And I'm always surprised when I do that. It's like the subconscious part of my brain solves all the problems and figures everything out and delivers that to the conscious part of my brain when I get back, and all of a sudden stuff that I was perceiving as like, oh God, I don't know quite how I'm going to do that, all of a sudden it's like, oh, I'll just do it that way. And I think, wow, I didn't know that I knew that.
Yeah, so just actually, and probably doing summer school while everyone's relaxed and on holiday, and, you know, half of New Zealand's shut down over that time, which is actually so good. And that's the time when I just want to do that, because I think it's because I'm relaxed, because I'm not thinking about all the many things that need to be done. So dreaming big is obviously a big part of summer school. And how do you advise women to dream big but also put themselves inside that dream as well?
Listen to your gut. It's all about your intuition. If you actually sit down quietly and think about what you really want to do, you'll know what the dream is, and you'll know how to get there.
Yeah.
It's about the power that the dream does have, and it's about just quietening down and listening to your gut.
Great advice. And sometimes your gut can be, you know, I know this sounds silly, but sometimes, you know, having a glass of wine, actually looking at the blue sky, literally looking at the blue sky, can actually take your mind, you lift your mind away from what's keeping it stuck, and you kind of gaze off into the future. I think it's actually really
Look at the horizon. I always, you know, I'm often out on the boat, and when I'm watching the water move, or watching the horizon, it's amazing the stuff that goes through your head.
Well, I hope you take note of it all.
Sometimes I don't. Sometimes it's a bit scary.
So obviously we can all create fantasies in our business about what we really want to achieve, but it sounds like summer school really helps to just be able to sort of dial it down so that the dream actually can be realised, just like your tagline is realise your dreams with us.
Yep.
And I love that you're driving all around with that on there, because people must look at it and go, oh, how do I do that? That's really cool. So summer school is the way to do that. And obviously to be able to create the business with a belief that you can do it must be so important.
Well, everybody, most women go into businesses because they see a need for something, and that's almost the emotional reaction to something that they see. So it's about taking that and turning it around into business and having a business focus, but actually never losing sight of the dream.
Yeah, that's so important.
You know, not becoming a slave to the business, but keeping coming back to the dream. And melding them both together, and you can do it. Sometimes it's a little bit of a juggling act, but that's where Venus and summer school, and we have a whole network of people that can help you. We can help you. It's about asking others, because we can't do everything alone. Unfortunately, none of us is superwomen.
No, we're not.
Superwoman.
And that's the big thing, is we don't actually have to do it all by ourselves, you know.
Oh, well, it's much more enjoyable, dude, when you share a dream with people and they buy into it and they want to support you in it. It also makes, when you're achieving things, you're sharing it with other people.
And I think that's, you know, putting a bit of fun and along with the achieving actually is probably a really good thing for 2019, is how to put a bit of fun, how to put the smiles into the business, as you said.
Yeah.
So, Carolyn, that's actually all we have time for. I can't believe how quickly this time frame goes. But I just want to let everybody know, if you're wanting to get into summer school and actually begin to realise your dreams for 2019, how do they do that?
Probably the easiest way is we have a summer school Facebook group, is to apply to get to join that, and we'll get in touch with you and run you through what the rigmarole is, or send us a private message off our main Facebook page, or go to our website and my contact details are there.
And the website's venusclubs.co.nz.
That's it.
Yeah, brilliant. So if you want to inquire about summer school, either go to the Facebook page and have a look for Venus Summer School.
Yep.
Go to venusclubs.co.nz, or you can contact either myself or Carolyn, and we'll make sure that you go in the right direction to actually begin to realise your dreams, and it can begin right while you're nice and relaxed over
a glass of wine
and having, it sounds like a really fun summer school. I can't wait to get started on it. I actually love doing it. Now, we're going to play one of your favourite songs, would you like to announce it?
Yes, this song, The Power of the Dream, is one that we used as the opening for the New Zealand Business Women's Conference, because it was all about getting our becoming a registered charity.
Great. So here we've got Celine Dion taking us out. So have a very Merry Christmas and New Year, everyone. And thank you once again, Carolyn, for joining me.
Thank you very much for having me, and Merry Christmas.
Deep within each heart there lies a magic spark that lights the fire of our imagination. And since the dawn of man, the strength of just I can has brought together people of all nations. There's nothing ordinary in the living of each day. There's a special part.
You have been listening to Remarkable Woman Radio. You can catch us again next Tuesday at 3:15 on 104.6 FM or anytime on planetaudio.org.nz/remarkablewoman. We'll see you then.